Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, another great late night. It is wee hours in the morning on Saturday, February 11th, 2017. It's like 3:36 a.m. I usually do my podcast early in the morning, probably Thursday, and put it up on Friday morning, but had so much going on, so I said, all right, I'll just do it early Saturday morning. I'm kind of in the mode of talking and kind of going over some things that I have dealt with this past week, and let's just get started. All right, if you guys are listening for the first time, my name is Renee Lowe. I am the CEO of Onyx Queen Media, which is a small event planning and branding firm, and I am also the curator of Blackberry Naturals, which is a networking event group and meetup organization for entrepreneurs within the natural hair community. So if you follow us on social media, you would just follow us at Onyx Queen Media. That's O-N-Y-X-Q-U-E-E-N-M-E-D-I-A, at Onyx Queen Media. Or you can follow us on our natural hair side, at Blackberry Naturals. So that's Blackberry as in the fruit, Naturals as in natural hair. Welcome to my podcast and my mini radio show. I really appreciate you guys listening for the past several years. People know that I've had this show for a while. It actually was in a different format on Ustream many years ago, where it was more of a late night show where adults can come together and talk about relationships and things going on in the news and all of that. So it kind of evolved into the podcast side, and now we're doing a little bit more on the business side. But we will get into some of those other subject matters as we go along. We'll get more into the lifestyle stuff. But we have really been catering to our fellow entrepreneurs out there, because so many of you ask me questions all the time. I get multiple DMs sometimes a day, but definitely in a week I'll get several DMs, you know, on Instagram or Twitter or messages on Facebook of people asking me questions all the time and basically picking my brain about business and how do I handle this situation or that situation. There's so many different things. But one of the things that we dealt with as a company this week, we dealt with contracts, and we dealt with getting things in writing in contracts. I had a client, actually I have two clients this week, that dealt with two different situations where one of them did not get something in writing when they were working with a vendor. And what ended up happening is they ended up losing a deposit, you know, and not that they could not have afforded to lose that deposit, but nobody wants to just throw away money, you know. So that was definitely something. So when I asked them, I said, well, do you have a contract? You know, what does the contract say? This, that, and the other. They took for granted of being friends with the individual, you know, being friendly with them, you know, a well-known acquaintance with them, that they gave them a deposit before they actually did the contract. So that kind of turned into a situation where they lost their deposit, and it ended up that, you know, the particular vendor had certain terms and conditions that they were not willing to bend on, and there was no leverage there for, you know, that particular client to be able to say, well, we haven't signed the contract yet. When you haven't signed a contract yet, you still have some leverage. But once you put money in, you know, or as they say, once you put skin in the game, you know, it's very hard for you to leverage things at that point. So always make sure you work out your terms and conditions and your cancellation notice, whatever it is that you're doing. Terms and conditions, what's going to be the cancellation you know, notices on things, all of that needs to be put into your contract. You know, what happens if a hailstorm comes down and, you know, you're supposed to do an event? All of that stuff, as far as my contracts are concerned, especially when it comes to event planning, the event planning side of the business, I write all of that in there. The acts of God, if war, you know, all that stuff is written into my contract. Okay, so please remember these things. And then the second instance was a person who, you know, was going to do potential business with, again, another outside vendor wanting to come on to the team, and they never furnished the contract to begin with. I will tell you this, if I don't say it now, and I'll probably say it again in another couple of podcasts, when you do contracts, make sure you get everything that you want stated in those contracts. That's one. Two, make sure to get it in a contract. Some people are just talking about what they want. They're verbalizing their terms and conditions. Don't just go on verbal contracts. Don't just go on verbal agreements or handshakes or emails. This was one of the things that baffled me, is that this particular vendor kept sending emails, well, do I have your permission to ABCXYZ? And I'm thinking to myself, why would you put this in an email? Put it in a formal contract. We will give you this for doing this. We will have the exchange of that for that. You know, whatever it is, I don't care if a person is doing something for you for free. And they say, we're going to do this for you for free on XYZ dates. We're going to sponsor you, whatever the case may be. If you're working with Onyx Clean Media, trust and believe, I want a contract. I don't care if you're donating something to an event or whatever the case may be. If you're going to do it for free, we appreciate it. We love it. We will push your brand out there to all of our, you know, social media folks on Instagram and all of our following and all of that. I have no problems doing that. I have no problems even putting your logo on my website to say, hey, this is a sponsor. This is a person that has worked with us. I do that all the time. Anyone that Onyx Clean Media or clients or whatever have ever worked with, or we've done any type of business with, or they've contributed to in any kind of way, we kind of give them, you know, a little something on our website. We post them on their website. You know, we post it up and, you know, to let people know that, hey, here are the brands that we love. Here are the brands that we've worked with in the past. But trust and believe, we need a contract. Even if the person or the entity, the brand, the business, whatever it is, even if they are giving you something for free, make sure that you get it in writing, okay? If you are a nonprofit, this is something that we have actually dealt with as a company. If you are dealing with a nonprofit and let's say, you know, you're working on getting your nonprofit up and running and then another nonprofit says, well, hey, you can piggyback under us. And, you know, they're your fiscal sponsorship. We actually have a situation like that right now with a client who is getting fiscal sponsorship from a nonprofit. That means that they're waiting on their 501c3 to go through, and another nonprofit has so graciously said, hey, you know, you can still have people contribute to your organization and it be tax deductible, but it will just go through them. You know, it. You know, we will be kind of your overseer for the time until your 501c3 comes through, which is an amazing thing, you know, and very generous. Sometimes you will put together some sort of contract to say, hey, in exchange for you doing that for us, we'll give you 10% of our sales from our next event or whatever the case may be. Even if they say, hey, we'll do it for free, you know, you don't have to give us anything. That's fine, but get it in writing. Because when you have conversations, everybody comes away from that conversation with a different thought process. Everybody comes away, if you take a poll of six people that sat in a meeting, okay, for an hour, typically, you know, especially for my 9-to-5ers out there and also my business owners, you may sit in a meeting with a bunch of people for an hour. Every single one of those people, those six people that sat in that meeting, they're all going to be having, you know, they're all going to come away with different impressions of that meeting. If you ask each of those individual six people, oh, what did you think about the meeting? What did you take away from the meeting? You're going to get six completely different answers. People process things differently. People, you know, listen to things differently. Some people pick up on certain things that other folks don't pick up on. So you have to be very careful. When you have meetings and you agree to things in meetings, you do handshakes on things, you send emails. Sending an email, just so folks know out there, sending an email asking someone's permission for something, especially when there is a dollar amount attached to it, is not sufficient enough. You should have a contract that says in writing, we would love to do this for you in exchange for whatever. No problem. Have no problem with that. We need a contract. Write it down, get it in writing. That's the name of this episode. It's called Get It In Writing. This is season 6, episode 4. Get it in writing. I can't stress it enough. I have gone through it myself, you know, with other past business partners. Everything was in writing, so there's no room for misconstrued feelings. There's no room for anybody to be behind the scenes doing this and that. It's all right up front. Okay? We've run into situations where someone, you know, where outside vendor was saying, oh, we'll give you 50% of a deal. Then it turned into 25%. Then it turned into 35%. The reason why they kept jumping around in all these numbers, because there's been so many conversations over the phone and there's only been emails and text messages. That's another thing. Stop text messaging business stuff. Stop it. Just stop. Text message is not for business. If it's formal business and whatever needs to be done, you need to send an email. If someone initially sends me a text message or whatever, asking me questions, whatever, my response is going to be, can you please send me an email? And I'm going to send you back an email in there. As a matter of fact, my text messages that I have on my phone, and it really depends on the type of phone that you have. You know, iPhone may have this feature, and I know Androids have the feature on the text message. You can put an auto message that goes back to the person that, thank you for your message. I will respond as soon as possible. If this is a business matter, email info@onyxqueenmedia.com. And that is what it needs to be all the time. Please stop text messaging things that have to do with business. Text message is for short bursts of conversation. It is not to discuss details about contracts. It's not a place to discuss details about what you're doing as far as, you know, business matters are concerned. That's not for that. That's just for the quick back and forth. Hey, did you get blah, 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 whatever? Check. And 9 times out of 10, I'm going to say, check your email. I will never send anyone any type of, you know, PDFs. I know people love to use WhatsApp and send PDFs and formal stuff or whatever. I go into my email. You have your email coming to your phone. You can check your email on your phone. You can send emails back on your phone. If you can check your email on your phone, then you can send emails back on your phone. Let's come into 2017 doing business the right way. And getting a lot of times, sometimes it's just bad habits, okay? But again, if I can't say it enough, I'm going to keep on saying it. Anything you do, terms and conditions, please get it in writing. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate all of our listeners, our listenership, or whatever the phrase is said. We have such great people listening to the show. People are writing me all the time saying they're getting so much out of it. So that is so amazing. Please visit us on the web, www.onyxqueenmedia.com. Find us on social media at onyxqueenmedia.com, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.